Hello and welcome to Embody, a safe place where we discuss what it really means to be fully human in today's modern culture. We aim to explore the embodied practices that help support our nervous system regulation and responsiveness, which is fundamental for improving our health, promoting healing, balancing our hormones, and ultimately our happiness. I'm your host, Michelle Major, and for over a decade, I've been developing and delivering stress management, well-being, and emotional resilience courses to a wide range of organisations and students. In addition to my accredited training academy, I also support clients therapeutically from my private practice on the north coast of Northern Ireland, as well as online. I am passionate about breaking the stigma and misinformation surrounding women's mental health through a trauma-informed lens. I am so delighted to connect with you. Let's dive in, be curious, and courageous together. And welcome back to Embody with me, your host, Michelle Major. I hope you're all well wherever you are in the world today. And over here in Northern Ireland, it is a bank holiday. We celebrated St. Patrick's Day yesterday. So today, most schools, businesses are closed today. Although my son is at school and I have been working today myself. I have taken the opportunity when it has been so quiet on email and phone to catch up with some admin and do some prepping for the week ahead. So that's been really nice. And then obviously I wanted to record this very short podcast this week because, as you all know, we have completed another season of Embody. We have four seasons now with 10 episodes in each of the seasons. Which I'm really thrilled about, and I'm just so grateful for everyone that has tuned in from all over the globe. You know, we're coming up to our first year anniversary now, mid-April. So I'm really, really grateful for all of your support over the last year. It's been phenomenal. So thank you, thank you, thank you. As you know, usually at the end of each season, I take a little break. And I made this very conscious decision at the very start of the podcast because I knew if I wanted the podcast to have longevity, which I did, and I was committed and dedicated to that, I knew that a weekly podcast for me just was not going to be sustainable. So I needed to really look at ways in which it would work for me and also work around my work schedule and work around my family life. Up until now, I have edited and produced the podcast myself. But in more recent times, I found that quite challenging. I found it challenging to have the time and space to do it. And sometimes I've had to do it over the weekend or in the evenings. And for anyone out there who is self-employed or a small business owner or a social enterprise owner, or whatever your work is in whatever capacity, sometimes we do have to work out of hours to get stuff done. So in more recent times, I had been looking at someone to come on board to help me with the editing and producing of the podcast. And I have someone, and she is fantastic, and she will definitely be coming on board to help me with the podcast and support me going forward. More on that perhaps later on down the line. But what I wanted to share today is something I have been reflecting on for quite some time. And it is not something that I have decided upon overnight. It is something that I have spent a great deal of time reflecting on, sitting with, and also dropping into my body to see what my body really wanted to do about it all. Because Sometimes it takes the body a little while longer to catch up with the head. I've been reflecting on pressing pause on the podcast for a little while. Not for long, but for a little while. How long that little while is, I'm not quite sure yet. But I feel I need to press pause. It's not that I'm stopping the podcast. I very much have every intention and goodwill to come back to the podcast. I love podcasting. I thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it. I love interviewing people. I have a curiosity and hunger to support other people in this industry and in this well-being space that are doing amazing work. I believe in a collaborative space, and Embody most certainly is. We've had some amazing professionals from various different backgrounds on here sharing their professional views and opinions and modalities with us, and that has been really invaluable. I know I myself have learned lots and lots from the various professionals that have come on to date, and I would just like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of them for giving up their time and for sharing so freely on the podcast. I know our listeners and our community really, really appreciated all of you. So thank you all so, so much. I know you have touched lives, perhaps saved lives and changed lives. So thank you all so, so much. So what has influenced this decision to press pause? Perhaps before I go into that, I'd like to share that there was a bit of a battle between my head and my body about this decision, because when you podcast for a year, it gains traction and it gains momentum and it gains listeners. So there is this head part of me going, don't press pause. It's going really well. There's regular listeners. There's new listeners coming on week. There's been X amount of downloads. It has been amazing, and I am really, really grateful for that. And that's why it's been so difficult to make the decision to press pause, because my head wants to keep going with the podcast. But I know from my body that it's not possible at the minute. One, my work schedule is very busy. But two, there is another project that has been simmering and working away in the background for a very, very long time that's nearly at the completion stage. And I really need to give it more energy to get it over the line. I can't say too much more about this particular project right now. I'm sure in good time all will be revealed. It's something I've been working on for a number of years. It's not something that has just sprung up. But I find it increasingly difficult to get time to get it finished. And when I've looked at my work schedule and my commitments and my projects that are ongoing, the podcast is the one thing that I know if I press pause on, it would give me the headspace. Because here's the thing about podcasting, it's kind of, you're always thinking about it. You're always thinking about, what am I going to talk about next week? Who can I invite on? What am I curious about? What do I think would be an interesting topic? What would be helpful? So I'm always thinking about what might be a good topic for you guys and what might be a good resource. And also, you know, from my perspective, you know, what am I curious about? What would I like to learn about too? So there is this kind of mental space that the podcast consumes within my brain. Most days it comes into my head at some point and I'm thinking about it. But not just that, it's the preparation, it's the interview, it's the time, and then it's the editing and the producing. And whilst now I have a fantastic lady who can support me in that, there are those other steps, key steps that I myself need to do and need to schedule in. So when I really looked at all of my work commitments and projects, it was the podcast that was glaringly obvious that if I let go of that weekly commitment, it would free up this extra time to get this other project over the line. So I am pressing pause and I feel grounded in that decision. I know it's the right decision, and I know when the podcast comes back and when I come back on the podcast, it's going to be amazing, and I'm going to have a lot more to talk about when I get this project completed. And all will be revealed in due course. So yeah, I'm pressing pause, and I'm going to be brave in my pressing pause, because there is still a little voice that is telling me to keep going and to keep doing it, and you know, to just find the time to do it. But when I check into my body, the pause feels very, very right. It feels like the right thing to do. So, as you all know, this podcast is about the nervous system and embodiment, and it's important that we really tune in to not just the head, but the heart and the gut, the brain, the heart and the gut. You know, we've three brains, and it's important that we can tune into those brains. So that is my little update. That is my little announcement for now. So that's my little puppy, Daisy, in the background. For those of you that have been asking about Daisy, she's doing great. She's 5 months now. She is super cute. She went and got her first puppy groom the other day. So she's looking super cute. But she's great. She's great. And she's brought a lot of joy to our house. She is just the best wee dog. So back to my decision to press pause. I'm sure you might be wondering, how long is the pause button going to be pressed for? And the honest answer is, I don't know. I am hoping and anticipating not long, hopefully 2-3 months perhaps. But I'll keep you posted. And as soon as I can tell you a little bit more about what this other project is, I will obviously share it all with you. Probably the best thing to do is to subscribe to the podcast, so then when new episodes are released, you can get notification of them. But thank you all so, so much. And as I say, I'm not going away. I am very busy, as you all know, with clients, groups, and my new suicide prevention project. But I know that by pressing pause, hopefully I'll get this other project that I've been working on for a long time over the line. And then we can get back to podcasting and get back to our community. And hopefully when I come back, I will have something really exciting to share with you all. And we can take it from there. So yeah, I'd just like to again just say thank you all so much for your support. It's really, really appreciated. And I look forward to reconnecting with you, hopefully in the next couple of months again. Talk soon. Take care.